Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donnellan in for Maria Bailey. It's a pleasure to be with you today for this great episode of Mom Talk Radio. It is March, the middle of March. It is Women's History Month, a very important month for us moms and women everywhere. Check out womenshistorymonth.gov. I was scrolling through that site before we started the show just to check it out. There's really cool obviously, historic perspectives as well as events that are going on in the Women's History Month celebrations, and it's very cool to just look and see. There's a lot of women that we just you've never heard of that have done some really amazing trailblazing work in our country. So check it out, womenshistorymonth.gov. It's also this week the celebration for the Irish. It's St. Patrick's Day coming up this Saturday. This show will air different days of the week, but it is a Saturday, so look out. Of course, my roots go back to Ireland. I believe it. People from all over County Clare, County Cork. Anyway, if you are Irish or want to pretend to be Irish, have fun this the wearing of the green, and be careful whatever you do. We are pleased to welcome our sponsor, Premama, as this show's sponsor. You've heard us talk about Premama before. It is the prenatal vitamin as well as other supplements that are good for complete maternity wellness, everything from fertility to lactation supplements that you can take. The big one, though, is the prenatal vitamin. That's a powder. You mix it into your favorite drink, smoothie, non-carbonated beverage, and you mix it up. So you're getting your doctor-recommended vitamins and nutrients so in your beverage, which makes it a lot easier to take than those really big horse pills. Check out drinkpremama.com for information. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for a great conversation. And they're also available on Amazon, Target, and at CVS. So check it out. We got a great show lined up. It's actually a bit of a health focus this show. We're going to be talking to Dr. Jamie Reynolds, who's an orthodontist. We're going to be talking about the importance of braces and the trends in braces that are coming up and are actually in place right now. We're moving to, I'll get into it when we talk to Dr. Reynolds. We're also talking to Dr. Newman. He is the CEO of Children's National Medical Center in D.C. He's going to be talking about important health and safety tips for our kids. And we're going to be talking about sleep with Laura Swartz. She is the creator of the Sleep Buddy system, which, as you know, if you have a little one and you're trying to get some sleep, this is a system that's really cool. It's like a nightlight that you use for the kids when you're either transitioning out of a crib or you're just trying to get them to stay asleep and stay in bed and stay asleep. So everybody gets a good night's sleep. And we'll end the show with Deborah Meal, author of Joyful Transformation, 22 Keys to Reclaiming Your Authenticity. And the mom that we're going to be talking to in the Spotlight Mom is a personal assistant and a professional organizer. So who doesn't need that? So when we come back after this quick break, we are joined by Dr. Jamie Reynolds, and we'll be right back.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms. Mom Talk Radio.
For this first segment of Mom Talk Radio, I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Jamie Reynolds. He is recognized as one of the top orthodontists in Detroit, Michigan. His book, World Class Smiles Made in Detroit, puts an emphasis on the many benefits of having a great smile. And don't we all know that from just self-esteem and just feeling good about yourself? Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Reynolds.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So how long have you been an orthodontist?
Coming up on 17 years now, which
okay,
I can't believe
great.
It. But...
So you've had a lot of experience. What was your initial reaction when have you heard of people that make their own braces? I saw that recently.
Yeah, so people have been sort of do-it-yourselfing for orthodontics for a long time. It's not something I'd recommend. It varies all the way from, the young girl who kind of wants braces and is artsy craftsy and makes something that looks like braces, more of like, you would dress your doll up with to kind of look cute. all the way to people that actually try to move their own teeth, and including some that have had disastrous consequences. So we see kind of all across the board.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about braces, conventional braces, when is the best time? I've heard varying things. I have three children. Two have been through it so far, and one had them early on and had phases of, I guess it depends on it's a case-by-case basis when you recommend that a child should see an orthodontist?
Yep. So the American Association of Orthodontics recommends that your child see the orthodontist first around age 7. So that might be a little on the earlier side for most kids. We say between 7 and 8. In our office, maybe about 15% of those benefit from what we call two-phase treatment. Sounds like one of your kiddos had it. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of either they have jaw development problems, or we see, you know, we can kind of see into the future, especially with certain kind of x-rays that we take. And so we want to prevent big problems from happening. And sometimes if we get in there and do some treatment when they're 8 and then a break and then some more when they're later, even though it's about 2 years total of treatment, it's better than doing it 2 years together. You get a better outcome that way by splitting it into parts.
And what do you say? So it used to be, I mean, when I was younger, it was like, you know, brace face, metal mouth, that kind of thing. What do you say to parents if their kids are getting called names with braces, or has the image of braces sort of changed and it's almost an expected, you know, treatment for kids at this point in society?
Yeah, so it depends on the age, right? So our 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, they almost all want braces. The metal ones, you can put colors on them, and they still think that that's very cool, are disappointed if they aren't a candidate for two-phase treatment, and socially there's no issues there whatsoever. But, you know, back in the day, definitely when I was younger, when I would have braces, you know, a lot of times we'd wait and not do anything until you're 13 or 14, and then you'd be in braces for 5 years, and now you're talking about 16, 17, 18-year-olds in braces. And that's a very different demographic socially, psychologically.
Right, true.
And, you know, we have a lot more options now. So we've got braces on the inside of the teeth, clear braces, invisible aligner braces, Invisalign, and then treatments that can go a lot faster. So, you know, your 4 or 5 year treatment can be done in 12 months or less now. So we definitely have a lot of options to mitigate some of the brace face stuff from years gone by.
Right. I was one of those who had them like late in high school, because my mom has a single mom. We couldn't afford them. So finally we got them, and I was literally leaving for university, and my orthodontist did not want to take them off yet. And I said, I made him take them off, because you're right. As you get older, it's definitely a different viewpoint of braces. You do not want them on anymore. I did not want to go to college with braces, so I forced him to do it, which he was not happy about with me. But you had mentioned Invisalign or the invisible braces. I was just having a conversation with my friends yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that their kids who are younger, some had younger kids, and they're not even putting traditional braces on anymore. They're all going with the clear, like it's almost like a retainer kind of thing, right? So Invisalign, I guess.
Yep, Invisalign has popularized that. They're the biggest company by far. In fact, if you're an investor, you've probably been watching their stock. Their stock's been doing very well over the last 12 months.
Right.
And so they're a clear retainer that there's actually multiple of them. So it might be 20, 30, 40, all the way up into the hundreds. And each retainer is different sequentially with the teeth moving a little bit at a time. So if you're less complicated, maybe you're done in 20 or 30 retainers. Invisalign, their brand calls them aligners. And more complicated cases, it takes longer. So not every case is a great aligner case. It still does require the self-discipline to take the things in and out, which isn't great for everybody also. But the technology's changed an enormous amount in the last 10 years. And so more and more cases are being you know, patients are being able to be treated with clear aligners.
Have you seen that trend as well in your own practice? Requesting it more, or kids requesting more of the clear Invisalign versus traditional braces?
We have, you know, it depends again. You know, my 8, 9, 10-year-olds, they really only want braces. My 12-year-old, that's 13-year-old, it's maybe 50-50. So some of them want braces and some of them want maybe clear braces, you know, so there's some clear ones that look really great now. And then some of them want the aligners. And then the 16 and up category, you know, is 80%+ of them are preferring the clear aligners if their particular treatment would work well with those.
Right. So there's some that would, it's just a physical thing. They can't do it. They can't use that system, but they have to stick with the traditional.
You know, it depends on what you're, correct, what you're after from a result standpoint. So if you want to be really picky with your results, the clear aligners still can't treat everybody, you know. Depends who you tell, right? So like, you know, a company like Invisalign might tell you you can treat 90% of them, and some doctors might say you can treat 30% of them. You know, the answer probably lies somewhere in the middle for the doctors that are really sophisticated at using Invisalign. More and more cases, right, can be treated with them all the time.
Okay. So your website is askdrreynolds.com. What can our listeners find on that website? Answers to questions about what?
Well, you know, as you can tell in our short conversation, there's a lot to know about orthodontics these days. Lots has changed. And so I, you know, my mom was a teacher, and, you know, I started thinking if my mom, she's since passed, but if she were around today and she was shopping for braces for me or my sister, how would she know how to make a smart decision? So I wrote a book. That's really the reason why I wrote the book. And then I've made this website too that's supposed to be a spot where customers, consumers, orthodontic consumers can go and learn about what's available, you know, from somebody that's maybe not doing business directly with them. So I'm not actually the one that's going to make money off of your buying decision. But I want you to, you know, be well informed so that you can make a smart decision. And so that's what the website's about. That's what the book's about. And then I've, you know, written some articles and stuff and come on radio shows to just try to help consumers make smart decisions.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And again, the website is askdrreynolds.com. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Jamie Reynolds out of Detroit. And the book is called World Class Smiles Made in Detroit. We're taking a short break and we're going to shine the spotlight on moms with Francesca Velarde. Stay with us.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
We're shining the spotlight on moms. I'm pleased to welcome Francesca Velarde. She is the mother of two children, 17 and 18. And her website is called perfectlyorganizedbyfrancesca.com. And she blogs at treadmilltreats.com and tweets as well at treadmilltreats. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Francesca.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm intrigued. Treadmill treats, what is that about?
Well, I started blogging when I got divorced, and I wanted to be have a voice for other women out there who had went through what I had went through, you know, being in a verbally abusive marriage and getting divorced. And so I started to do it because I was on the treadmill every day at the gym and I was bored. And so I thought, well, I love to write. Let me just start writing. And so I started to write this blog on the treadmill. And so that's actually where I do it every day.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I swear.
That's great. Good for you. I get on the treadmill and I just, it's all I can do to not just like fall off and hurt myself when I'm, you know, when I'm looking at something else.
I've almost done that a few times.
Yeah. One of my neighbors, I see her all the time at the same, we go to the same gym and she's always reading a book, literally. And I'm like, how do you do, like, she's holding it in her hand. I'm like, if I didn't hold on to the sides, I would fly off and be one of those ridiculous videos of somebody totally wiping out. So you are a personal assistant and professional organizer, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us about that,
I started this business when I was out of work. I was I ran a title company for a lot of years, and when the market dropped out down here in real estate, my pastor said, "Do something that you're passionate about." And I said, "Well, you know, I love to clean my girlfriend's closets, but can I actually make a living out of it?" And so I researched it because I was out of work, and there was actually a title, you know, professional organizer. And I thought, okay, well, why not? And so I kind of stepped out on faith and started this company. And, you know, it's been 7 years actually. And I love it. I love what I do. I help people. I help people organize their lives and their homes. And it just kind of branched out.
Where are you located?
I'm in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Yeah.
Pardon me?
I'm in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Oh, you are? Oh my gosh. You're in my backyard.
Yeah, so I go to Broward and Dade and Palm Beach. I go all over.
Oh, I've talked to, honestly, we've talked to other organizers that, on this show, and they're always like, I'm in New York, I'm in LA. And I'm like, well, that says that. I mean, you can get tips from your website, I'm sure, but I'd really like somebody to come into my house. I'm going to be calling you after the show. Oh, that's great.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So you had the website and the blog, and yeah. that's a full plate as well as the two kids. So, and being a single mom, what else do you write about on the blog?
I write about everything. I write about, you know, my life, my, you know, problems with my kids, you know, problem with, you know, working out or issues in the world or women's issues, dating. Oh God, dating is a whole nother, you know, I just basically, I'm really honest about my life and I write it. I put it all out there for others to see and hopefully be inspired that, you know, never give up and never stop trying and, you know, things will get better, you know, even though if you're in a bad place, I've been in bad places in my life before and hit rock bottom a few times. And so I know what it's like to pull yourself up and how hard it is to be, especially a single mom in today's world and dating. It's just extremely hard. And I just want other people to know you're not alone. So that's why I write this.
Awesome. I bet you have a lot. Now tell us about that. When did you start doing that? When you started the blog and the website? Were they together or?
Yeah, I started about 4 years ago. I started the blog and the website. And, you know, a lot of it was just inspirational for me to help me kind of get through the divorce. And, you know, and then just I started to get followers and people started to write me. And I thought, well, maybe this is something. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and now I'm everywhere. I'm at every social media and I blog on 7 different sites. And I have my own website. So it's really kind of just taken off.
Good for you. Good for you that you, and it sounds like you just also have got a great positive mental attitude about everything. You're just not giving up and keep going, keep pushing and you work it all out. So now you've created a nice little brand for yourself, which is wonderful. So the website is perfectlyorganizedbyfrancesca.com. And then the blog is treadmilltreats.com. And that's the more of the inspirational posts on the treadmill treats.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's funny because when I come in to help you organize your house or your life, you know, I'm there. I'm also motivating you personally because, you know, I get really close to my clients. So we talk a mm-hmm. lot and, you know, I'm in your personal space. So, you know, I get to be close to you and I talk to you. And so, you know, as it's kind of like I'm helping you with your home and your life, but I'm also helping you with yourself. So I'm kind of motivating you in all areas of your life.
I love it. I love it. I'll be calling you after the show. Thank you so much for joining us, Francesca Velarde. And when we come back after the short break, we're joined by Dr. Kurt Newman, CEO of Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Stay with us.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary and for Maria. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Kurt Newman, MD. He is the president and CEO of Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. It is recognized as one of the nation's best pediatric hospitals. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Newman.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So, you have a lot of experience, over 30 years at the hospital, Children's National, and a professor of surgery and pediatrics at George Washington University. I mean, your resume is obviously impressive. So give us an idea of some life-saving strategies we can use in an emergency.
Well, yeah, you know, most of my career, I was a pediatric surgeon taking care of kids, just amazing kids. And then 6 years ago, I became the CEO of our hospital, Children's Hospital here in Washington, D.C. And what I noticed over the years was that parents didn't really seem to have the knowledge that I had, of course, but they didn't really appreciate necessarily the special value of pediatric specialists, children's hospitals, and I just got frustrated over time that parents just didn't know what I knew. And it wasn't their fault. They just weren't empowered. So that's been really the point of my career now as a CEO, is to help parents understand that, and trying to use every which way, every strategy I can to get that word out. I've written a book, Healing Children, that talks about that, and I talk about the ways to get the best medical care for your kids, and it's frequently thinking ahead of time and having a plan.
Right. So thinking ahead in terms of getting the best care, what would you give us your top, you know, some top tips for how we prepare?
Yeah. So make sure, for example, that the children's hospital that's in your community is part of your health plan. A lot of people don't even think about that until they need it and then find out, well, maybe the insurance doesn't cover that, and then they have a big problem. Or develop an emergency plan for your child before something happens, because childhood injuries are so common. So let's say something happened on the playground, your child falls off the monkey bars and breaks their arm. Well, you can know ahead of time where the best place to get the care for your child is, where they have the specialists or the right equipment or the anesthesiologist if they need surgery. Those things you can find out ahead of time, and then you can even visit and find out where that emergency department is and know the route, so you're not trying to scramble in the midst of a crisis to figure that out, but you have it thought through ahead of time. And you know, there's just so many different ways that you can think through ahead of time. We all think about our kids as being healthy. We don't want to think about them as being sick or having an injury or having a problem if you're going to have a baby. But the times to really get empowered is before any of that happens, and be ready and have a plan.
That is excellent advice, because I can give you a personal story from 3 weeks ago. My daughter went to a birthday party, and the nemesis of my life now was a trampoline. She was on a trampoline and busts her lip open. So, and it's a very good point you make, because it was, of course, Saturday night at 9 o'clock at night. I get the call from the mom. I've got to come pick her up because it hasn't stopped bleeding and it looks really bad. Well, that's a very specific specialty. In other words, that's you know, it's not just going into the ER and casting up a broken arm or something. I mean, this is so I ended up scrambling on a Saturday night, looking up, trying to find is there a pediatric dermatologist, or, you know, where's the best pediatric emergency room in my area, which you just said it. I should have done that ahead of time. It would have saved a lot of, you know, angst as we were trying to figure all of that out. So
absolutely. And part of that is knowing that there are real differences between specialists.
Right.
You know, through my career, one of the things people really don't think about is, well, the surgeon says you're going to need to have surgery, and it could be a pediatric surgeon, but who's the anesthesiologist? Have they had the training in children? Or are you in a
very
facility that's got specialized pediatric nursing or child life, and that where they think about the whole experience of a child? And we just know how those environments can be helpful. And in your case, maybe you needed a pediatric plastic surgeon if it's the busted lip might leave a scar that's there for life. And one of the great things about pediatric specialists in children's hospitals is, instead of just thinking about the problem you have there in front of you, my experience is, and I was this way, you're also thinking about the arc through their life. What is that broken bone? What we do now? How is that going to impact whether they can play sports, or what the growth is of that leg, or in your case, that lip? Is that scar going to be treated in a way that it's not seen as the child grows up? And one of the things that really I think people underestimate is how the brain develops. And the brain, it seems simple to say, but the brain of an 8-year-old is very different from 12 or 16. Well, so is the impact of a concussion. So you want to be with a specialist that's all they do, that they think about the brain development and how a concussion impacts that, and then what type of strategies there are to maximize the recovery. So that's been my passion, is to try and empower people, and particularly parents, to think through what the and educate themselves so that they can be advocates for their children and getting the best care.
Right, exactly. Parent, that's a good point. A good word, rather. The parents are there for the first and strongest advocate. So, is there a website you can recommend quickly? We have about less than 30 seconds. If you can give us a website and how we get that preparation, that research ahead of time.
Well. Thank you for that. I've written a book. It's called Healing Children, which has some of those tips in it. And, if you look up my name, Kurt Newman, and Healing Children is the name. There's a bunch of websites that I have at the back of the book. It's tips for parents and that are resources for finding out how to find the best specialists, the best hospitals,
right.
The best strategies in care.
Okay. Healing Children. Where do we find the book?
Well, you can find the book at your local independent bookstore or on Amazon.com. I do have a website myself. It's medium.com/@KurtNewmanMD. It's a little long, but and also through our website, childrensnational.org, there are links to that.
Okay, we'll have those links up on Mom Talk Radio when the show is put on the website next week. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Newman, and giving us some really wonderful information. When we take a short break, we're going to be joined by Laura Swartz. She is a certified sleep consultant with SleepBuddy.com. Stay with us.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
On this next segment of Mom Talk Radio, I'm pleased to welcome Laura Swartz. She is a certified sleep consultant, a mother of seven, a former teacher, and a creator of the Sleep Buddy sleep system. And if anybody needs sleep, it's the mother of seven, even though any mother needs sleep. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Laura.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you. So the website sleepbuddy.com. Tell us a little bit about Sleep Buddy, when you started, when you came up with the idea, because we all know moms have the best ideas, right?
Oh, yeah. With my first son, he was about two, and he was getting out of bed at 2 a.m. thinking it was time to get up. And he wasn't being defiant. He wasn't being bad. He just didn't know that the night wasn't over. And so when this behavior transferred into nap time, I knew I had to do something. So I kind of jimmy-rigged something together so that he would know when the light is on, stay in bed. When it gets off, when it turns off, you can get up. And it worked so well for him. And then I started making makeshift ones for friends and family and realized, you know what, this is really helping families. So that's how it started. And then, I mean, what Sleep Buddy is, it really, in a nutshell, it's just a small tabletop nightlight. And it teaches young children when to stay in bed and when to get up. It was created for kids who are close to moving into a bed, like if they're still in the crib or if they're already in a bed, but they're not staying in bed all night. It works wonders for bedtime battles and nap issues. And kids truly love boundaries deep down. And so Sleep Buddy gives them that clear direction, and it sets realistic and healthy expectations so that they can sleep well.
Right. That's great. I could have used this. I had, but I think kids too, that some kids need more sleep training, let's say, than others. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Definitely. Oh yeah, definitely. And I always laugh because, you know, so many people I work with, you assume it's the kid, but a lot of times it's the parents, you know, the
True.
Inconsistencies or just an expectation that's not realistic. And so Sleep Buddy, a lot of what goes into it is training the parents to really choose something like this and be consistent. And then the child kind of comes around to that.
Right.
So that's why along with it, there's a sleep guide or a parent's guide that, you know, parents pay $100 for a sleep plan that I write. And so with Sleep Buddy, they get this, it's almost like a sleep plan that comes with it to help parents really be effective in using Sleep Buddy.
Right. So it's a whole, it's a complete system, because isn't there a ward chart as well?
Mm-hmm.
In the system?
Yeah, there's a ward chart and stickers, and there's also a children's book. This introduces the concept to the child, so it's fun, lighthearted, and it just helps them to see how Sleep Buddy is going to be related, you know, to their life. So,
mm-hmm.
And
so,
the chore chart's great too. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you said the chore chart, what?
Well, I was going to say the reward chart is great because you can use it in lots of different ways. So in that parent's guide I mentioned, it teaches parents how to use the reward chart for, you know, how, whatever age your child is at, you know, different ideas for rewards, not just the stickers, or you can use it for potty training. So,
Awesome. Great. That's great. So we can find the product at sleepbuddy.com and Amazon as well, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you also are a certified, is it sleep consultant? What's the right title?
Yep.
You've gotten certification,
yep.
Correct?
I have. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, it's awesome. I get to see families changed. I mean, kids that aren't sleeping well, it impacts marriages and, you know, the health of the family. So it's really an honor to be able to do this for families.
Right. And how long have you done that? It's a consultancy, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's been at least 5 years now. And so Sleep Buddy has really benefited from that, because we had an older version out before I started sleep consulting. And now this version, it's just, you know, it's geared towards the health of the child, not just keeping them in their bed, just the way it's programmed and the different features it has. So that's great.
That's wonderful. Like I said, I think, you know, I had one who was, I had two out of my three were great sleepers, pretty easy anyway. But my oldest, I think it was also, again, a product of me and my, my training was a little off with him, because he was my first one and I was holding him to go to sleep. I could tell you a million things I did wrong, but, this is a great tool for the parent, who then it's just gives them the control as well. Gives them some authority to say the light's not on or the light is on, that kind of thing. Correct?
Oh, exactly. Because so much of it with sleep, it's behavior issues, you know, and
right.
If the kid's not sure if they have the authority or the parent does. And so this takes away that power struggle. It really helps to send that message over and over again. Your sleep buddy's on, it's time for sleep. And the kid just gets bored of, you know, that repetition. Okay, my antics aren't doing anything. I might as well just stay in my bed, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, congratulations on a great product. Again, it's sleepbuddy.com.
Oh,
it's a complete sleep system. And Laura is a certified sleep consultant. Am I saying that right? I hope so.
You are.
Anyway.
Or a sleep expert, sleep coach, you know, it's all the
okay, sleep
thing.
Coach. Yeah. Yeah, parent coach. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us. And again, visit sleepbuddy.com for more information. And after we take a quick break, we're joined by Deborah Meal. She is the author of Joyful Transformation, 22 Keys to Reclaiming Your Authenticity. Stay with us.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
Last segment of Mom Talk Radio, I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Deborah Meal. She is an interdenominational pastoral counselor with a doctorate of divinity. My uncle had a doctorate of divinity. She is the author of the book Joyful Transformation, 22 Keys to Reclaiming Your Authenticity. What a great title. And it is available on Amazon.com. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Meal.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And I want to mention your website really quickly. It's mealfoundation.org. It's M-E-E-H-L foundation.org. And your book, the title is really, really interesting. And tell us a little bit about the book, when you wrote it, and what our listeners can find in the book.
Sure. I wrote it last year. And basically what we're told lots of times is that transformation, that any kind of transformation that we do is hard. And or nearly impossible. And what I wanted to do throughout the book was to give people the hope and encouragement that they needed, because there's no scientific evidence that transformation to changing yourself and your behaviors is hard. What is hard is our resistance to change. And so when we become resistant to change, we actually place ourselves in a state of suffering, because we're telling ourselves all kinds of crazy things about how difficult it is, when in fact it's really not difficult. What it is that we just don't like it. And so once we change our attitude about it, it makes things much easier.
Right. Very good point. It's how you approach it. So radical acceptance, the concept of radical acceptance applies to situations like what? In our neighborhood in South Florida, we're dealing with the school, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas school tragedy. It's been exceedingly difficult to handle with the kids. How does the concept of radical acceptance apply to that situation?
Well, what we say is that radical acceptance is the path home. What we know is on this planet at this particular time, there's going to be tragedies. There's always going to be tragedies that happen. Even though we'd like to think that we live in utopia, we actually don't. And so what happens is that when we get into those types of tragedies, if we have not acquired the skills to have some radical acceptance and to then know that you can go forward and make change, we get stuck in our own suffering. So what we say is that pain is inevitable, at least at this particular time on this particular planet. Pain is inevitable and suffering is optional. Suffering means that I've added my opinion to something and then I begin telling myself things about that particular suffering that I'm going through. So it's not that radical acceptance means that you just accept something as that being the norm. It doesn't have to be that way. What it does mean is that when there is a problem, you then take basically a step-by-step approach to how it is that you're going to solve that problem.
Okay, so the step-by-step approach, can you give us a little glimpse of that?
Sure. You can, if it's a problem that you can solve, you're going to solve it immediately. You can, again, regulate your emotional response to the problem. You can accept and tolerate both the problem and your response, or you can stay miserable. And what we know is that staying miserable, most people don't want to be in that place. And so what happens then is that you look then for ways that you can actively solve a problem. So, for example, if you're angry, anger is actually a response that usually indicates that a change needs to be made. But what happens is that we get locked into what we call brain fog, fear, obligation, and guilt. And so we don't make a change. And so at that point, then it's easier for us to just stay in our misery and complain about it day after day instead of actually taking active choices.
Oh, that's interesting. Very, very interesting concept. Again, we'll find more of this information in your book, correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. The book, again, is titled Joyful Transformation, 22 Keys to Reclaiming Your Authenticity. And Dr. Deborah Meehl is the author. And the website is meehlfoundation.org, M-E-E-H-L foundation.org. And thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Mom Talk Radio. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy the weekend. Also, if you want some great videos for moms and by moms, check out momtv.com. Join us again next week for a great episode of Mom Talk Radio. Check it out on momtalkradio.com.
Moms all over the world are using momtv.com. It's fun, it's entertaining, it's informative, and you can get connected with other moms through video. Whether you're looking to do a webisode series or you just want to share a video of a birthday party, maybe your latest dinner recipe, go to momtv.com. Easy to get started discovering and sharing videos with moms just like yourself. It's free to start your own channel. Visit www.momtv.com to sign up today and start your own channel.